Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 228, He Satisfies. Hear these words from Jesus. Let them land where they need to. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. John 6:35. I am the bread of life. Not I can offer bread, not I know where to find it. Jesus says, I am. The claim is personal. It is absolute. And he made it to people who had just eaten real bread, miraculously multiplied, and were already hungry again. Because that is how everything the world offers works. It satisfies for a moment, and then it calls for more. But there is a hunger deeper than that. You know the one I mean? It is not the hunger of the stomach. It is the hunger that lingers even when things are going well. The hunger for meaning, for your life to matter, to have weight. The hunger for belonging, to be fully known by someone and loved anyway. It is a hollow place that success cannot fill, that achievement cannot close, that no amount of distraction can finally silence. And Jesus looks directly at that hollow place. He knows it has a name. He knows it has an address. And he says, I am the answer. So how do we get there? Jesus tells us plainly. Whoever comes to me, whoever believes in me. Two movements, simple but real. Coming is drawing near to Jesus with whatever you have, with your doubts, with your weariness, with empty hands. You do not need to arrive put together. Believing is handing him the weight. It is releasing what you have been carrying alone and placing it in his hands. This is not a Sunday ritual. It is a relationship that begins right now in this moment. And the promise that comes with it shall never hunger. Never. That is a strong word. Jesus is not promising that you will feel no needs. Life will bring needs. He is promising that no need will go unanswered in him. Every time you return to Christ, it is a meal. It nourishes you on the inside, in the place where nothing else can reach. And here is what strikes me as so beautiful. Bread is not a one-time reserve. It is daily food. Just as manna fell fresh in the wilderness every single morning, the satisfaction Jesus offers is renewed every time you come back to him. This is not an experience you had once and now live off the memory of. It is fresh today. It is fresh right now. And that is what makes this daily devotional far more than a reading. It is a meal. You are being fed. So today, before breakfast, before anything else, I want to invite you to do just one thing. Speak to Jesus out loud. It can be simple. It can be short. The words don't have to be perfect. But tell him what hunger you are carrying today. That specific thing that sits heavy in you. That hollow place with a name. And ask him specifically to be your bread at that exact point. Not in general. At that point. He is the bread of life. Let him be that for you today. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.